Hey everyone, this is Dr. Christiana Nice, and today on Rich Girl Code Podcast, we are going to talk about lifestyle marketing. Because what made you say yes to that offer? What made you purchase that course? Or what made you really, really desire and want that product that you just purchased not too long ago, or whatever the case may be? When it comes to closing the sale, when it comes to closing the deal, what made you do it? And we're talking about online sales, okay? Online orders and purchases and things like that. And 9 times out of 10, it was more so because of the marketing strategy. And I wanted to use lifestyle marketing because that seems to be the more prominent tactic of marketing when it comes to online marketing. And if you're not familiar with lifestyle marketing is basically just that, you showing, or the person showing their lifestyle, quote unquote, their lifestyle to help you move forward with a purchase. So say, for instance, I'm selling a course, and, you know, instead of me talking more so about the course and what the course does and what you can benefit and the value and all of that stuff, the unique selling point for this is the lifestyle. The lifestyle I'm showing you, because as I'm talking about this course, what am I in? I'm in a luxury vehicle, or I'm stepping out of, you know, this massive mansion, or, you know, I'm wearing the latest designer clothes, or I'm just looking like I'm living the best life that there could possibly be. So, of course, you know, the person on the other side that may be struggling, or maybe down to the last $100 in their bank account, or, you know, just life has just been lifing, or they see you as an opportunity. They see you as a means, a way out. And if they take your course, they too are going to be just like you. And that's what lifestyle marketing is. It's a play on a person's emotions, you know. It's a play on a person's goals of, you know, achieving success. And so they're looking at you, or looking at that person or whatever that's marketing to them, and they're looking at the lifestyle, they're looking at the materialistic things basically, and saying to themselves, if I buy this course, or if I purchase this, I too, I'm gonna be like that, you know, not really thinking it all the way through, like, wait a minute, how long did it take this person to get like that? Does this person really live like this? Are those things rented? Is that home really theirs? You know, is that car really there? And those are the things that we don't think about as a consumer moving forward. We are being tied in and drawn in and, you know, pulled in basically, you know, through the lifestyle marketing. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I haven't done lifestyle marketing. Yes, I've done lifestyle marketing. And for those of you who have followed me for all these years, have seen it. Like, you've seen, you know, the G-Wagons and the foreign cars and the homes and this and this and this and that. And it wasn't to boast. It wasn't to brag. That literally was my lifestyle, you know. So it's just like, at the time, I wasn't really aware of what I was doing until I had to go take a class and learn, like, wait a minute, that's what I've been doing, not really realizing it. But I also see it as a way of kind of like lying to the consumers, you know? And yes, I'm putting it out there because I never want people to think that, okay, from this one course right here, your whole life is going to elevate dramatically in, you know, in no time. You know, that's not being realistic. Being realistic is, yes, this course right here is going to help you, is going to give you the tools, the resources, the strategies, the methods. But there goes that but. You have to put in the work. That's the missing link. You know, regardless of the lifestyle marketing and all of that stuff, how much are you willing to put in to take that information and turn it into reality? And so that you can live a lifestyle like this, or, you know, live the lifestyle that you want to live. Okay. That's what's not being said, you know, what, especially for my case, you know, it took years, and I mean years, for me to accomplish a lot of the success and a lot of the, be able to purchase a lot of the materialistic things that I had at the time, you know, because a lot of those things I ended up letting go. Things break down. You got to get rid of. Life start lifing. You know, I got divorced. You know, I'm not ashamed of any of that stuff. And I had to start over again. But at the end of the day, my life is still beautiful, you know, or whatever. I'm still coaching. I'm still mentoring. You know, I'm still providing assistance to other people. Nothing has changed when it comes to that. All right. I can still do the lifestyle marketing, but now I'm more conscious and aware when I'm doing it. You know, I'm not trying to dangle it in someone's face so they can buy a course. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm doing is showing you that you too can have this. You too can do this, but you too have to follow this instruction, follow these instructions and put in the work. All right. Because what you put in is what you get out. And I hope I've never, you know, made people think that it was just so easy to become successful. Because like I said, I've been doing this for over 20 years. Why? Because it's in me. I love what I do. I love helping people find their inner boss. I love helping people position their power for success. All right. So I am a servant to helping other people. And being that servant, I had to really address the whole lifestyle marketing thing, because it was just like, come on now, you guys. I'm seeing a lot of people dumping out their last pennies that they have in their bank account to purchase that course because this girl is in Dubai and she's living the life and she's selling the course. And, you know, she's telling you all of these things that's going to happen once you download this course, you know, and it's just a form of lifestyle marketing, you guys. All right. Really think about what you're purchasing. Really think about, do you need this course or do you need a mentor? Because that's what it comes down to. A lot of times you don't need that course. You don't need that book. You don't need, you know, X, Y, and Z. You need a mentor. You need a coach. You spend hundreds of dollars on all of these things, all of these influencers and what they're pushing and all of that. And a lot of times that information is being regurgitated and reused and recycled. They don't even know what's in a lot of these courses because they buy the course already done, you know, which is a PLR, and then they recycle it and resell it. And they don't even know what's in the course. All right. That's why I said, if you're going to spend your money, because I never tell people what to do with their money, but I'm going to give you an option. Find a mentor or coach, even if it's not me, you know, because everybody isn't a mentee for me. Like, I will not just mentor and coach anybody. I will say, you know, we're not a good fit and refer you to someone else. So, you know, I'm telling you right now, find your mentor, find your coach, because again, those are two different people. And if you can find one person that is one and the same, like myself, then, you know, you're on a good path. But before you start spending all this money on these digital products, on courses, on books, and all of this stuff, find you a coach first. You know, have a better understanding of your goals, your wants, your needs, and desires, all right? And I sell these things. I sell books. I have tons of books on Amazon. I have tons of courses and, you know, all kind of tools and resources that I can just sell to you. But at the end of the day, let's pull back from that. What do you really want? What do you need? Because everybody don't want to be boo-gog rich and wealthy and luxurious lifestyle. Some people just want just enough to be happy, all right? To pay bills and not have to worry about it. To have their freedom, to just travel, to just do as they wish. And I get that. And that's why I'm in the position that I'm in, because I like helping people get there. So that's why I wanted to have this conversation today, because, hey, if you fell victim to the whole lifestyle marketing, hey, we've all been there, but I'm here to tell you right now, as your virtual mentor and coach, stop. You know, stop wasting your money, stop wasting your time. Find a coach, find a mentor that's going to help you. They're going to meet you where you are. And then let you know, like, look, this is what you need. And then that's when you go find those courses or, you know, those books or whatever the case may be to educate yourself so that you can accomplish your goals. And I'm not telling you to stop, you know, feeding yourself knowledge and information and resources, but there is a such thing as giving, you know, feeding yourself too much. It's just an overload of education and resources. It's too much. Pull back. find a mentor, find a coach. If you don't know of one, I could be your first, you know, start. Again, I don't work with everyone, but if we are a great fit, then I would love to be your mentor and your coach so that, you know, you can get past that whole being in your own way, get past that whole FOMO, fear of missing out, get past all the lifestyle marketing, and let's get straight to it. Let's get straight to your goals. Let's figure out a plan of action. Let's work that plan of action and get going. All right, this is Dr. Christiana Anise from Rich Girl Code. Until next time, peace and love. Bye.